Well, physical activity leader is a person, as it says, leads physical activity, and physical activity is the movement of the body parts, like, as I always call it, oiling the joints, stretching the muscles, strengthening the bones, and of course, don't forget the heart and lungs, increasing the breathing as you exercise.
So it's really about getting your whole body moving and operating that little bit smoother.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, of course, physical activity is so good for your health. As somebody said to me, your body is yours, so take care of it. And aim to energize your body, and that helps to enhance your life. It gives you the power to take an active part in your own health care. For yourself, for your own health care.
So is part of your role helping other people and encouraging them, showing them a few easy ways that they can introduce a bit more physicality into their lives?
Oh, yeah, because I believe you do the physical activities, do something that you enjoy. And don't be negative about it. Oh, don't say to yourself, oh, I haven't time. Create time to do the exercise. And change your negative beliefs. You know, that you, it's for yourself you're doing it and to keep your body healthy. And what I love is bring in a bit of music. It's a tremendous help. As somebody said, dance to the beat, and this adds to the enjoyment for me anyway. Dancing is so good for your brain, Aaron, and for your balance. Because, I mean, when you're over 21 like me, balance is so important. And then if you're dancing at a fast rate, of course, your breathing will be faster and better for your, more heartbeats and better for your heart.
And the great thing about dancing is that lots of people enjoy it, and if you're doing it in your own home, you don't have to be getting every step perfect, and you mightn't even notice or realise till afterwards that you've been giving yourself a bit of a workout.
That's correct, yes. Well, now, if anybody looked in the window at me, they said that woman has lost the plot, because on a wet day, or even when I'd be like, if there's a nice bit of music on the radio, I might get up and go around the kitchen floor a few times. You know, people would think I was silly, but it's so good for one. It's the balance, I think, is so important. And dancing is so good for your brain, because you have to follow a routine. Well, you should follow a routine of steps if you're doing it as you should do it. But you're really, if you're only walking up and down the floor to the beat of the music, or jumping up and down, or sidestepping, or whatever you'd be doing, and dancing is good fun.
And of course, the dance halls are closed. People aren't fit to get out on the weekend or the evenings to meet people. And we're limited now what we can do with COVID-19 in terms of getting out and about. Do you do bits of walking or things like that as well?
Oh, I do. I walk. I try to go out most days for maybe 20 or 30 minutes. My granddaughter comes with me. I look after her, and maybe my daughter comes as well if she's off. What else do I do? Some days to get the heart going a bit, you know, a bit better, beating a bit faster, I'd go up and down the stairs a number of times. I might do that twice a day. It just depends on the mood, but I would do it. Definitely do it. Try and do a bit of exercise.
And I'd imagine that, as with everything to do with exercise, that it gets the heart going, you can feel it in your legs and your arms. But do you find that it clears your head sometimes as well?
Oh, yeah, but sure, I don't have any problems with the head, not to be quite honest. And, you know, I would encourage people to be a pal, because, Aaron, you don't have to be a fantastic sports person. It's just a matter of learning how to impart a bit of knowledge to other people. And if you do the training, you're well equipped with a folder and different leaflets in it that remind you of the different dances and how to teach them, like, or the different activities, let it be chair exercises or floor exercises or whatever you want, even dances that are in it too. And when I did the training, I suppose it still is the way, we were all presented with a bag, a big bag of equipment that you could use to play games. That's a great way of doing exercise too, playing games with people. You know, skittles or lobbers or whatever, and there were different discs and balls and skittles in the bag. It's a great bag. I've gone many places. I was just thinking there where I've been, man. I've been to ICA groups, Mothers Union groups, that's a church organisation, and Active Age groups. And I was thinking, where have I been in Tavern? I've been as far northwest as Corla, and then as far southeast as Tearwalker. So I've been a lot of places. I wouldn't tend to name them all for you now.